kings of Orient are. Bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing a version of We Three Kings by the Hill City Slickers that comes from the Acoustic Black Hills Trio's new holiday CD, Christmas Tracks, and they're having a CD release party tomorrow evening at Shoot Roosters in Hill City. The group's been around for about two decades, playing music that's perfect entertainment for sitting around a campfire. Gary Dias plays guitar, banjo, saxophone, harmonica, and rain stick. Ken Anderson plays guitar and mandolin, and Bruce Jordan plays cello, bass, and teapot. They all sing, and they're with us from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. And gentlemen, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey. Hi, Carl.
Well, nice to have you here. Your new CD, Christmas Tracks, was, as I understand it, was a long time in the works. What, took you about 3 years to put together?
3 years plus, Carl. This is Bruce.
3 years plus. What took so long?
Just innovative, creative, and setbacks.
Either that or it's we're kind of like herding butterflies, you know. It's hard to get together.
Was it different? I know you've put out a few other CDs. Anything different this time than the earlier ones you've released?
Gary here. This was a studio CD, our first. And so just a longer process. And, you know, we had to learn a lot of things in the process.
What sort of things?
How to run the equipment.
Yeah, this is Ken. I've got the studio set up in my house, and it's using a computer with computer recording and finding all the things we could do just made this whole CD experience a whole new experience for us.
So there's really been an enriching experience, really, as far as the technology goes and as far as what we could do with the number of songs that we incorporated with the CD.
And how did you come up with the arrangements for the songs?
Like we do most things, fly by the seat of our pants. You know, we just laid down a track with the rhythm and went from there.
There was one of the songs on there. It's called Sandy Slayfoot, and I sang that when I was in second grade with my twin brother and my younger brother in country school back near Hartford, South Dakota. And so that was one of the ones that we put on there. As it just brought it back to life. The arrangement is something that the three of us put together just as we introduced the melody line.
So I want to get sort of an idea how you work up the arrangements. One of you maybe decides, hey, it would be great to do this song, and then the other two maybe work out harmony parts and the instrumental backing?
That's exactly what we did.
Yes.
It sounds like
each of us that came up with a song would pretty well have an idea of how we wanted to do it, and so then we just take it from there.
It sounds like
we tried a little bit of a rhythm and variation on those types of things, and then the little enhancements that we'd throw in there. Hey, we hear this, so let's try this, and we explore that.
Was that part of the recording process as well? You're talking about the technical aspects, but then just trying to work up these songs the way that you liked them?
Yeah, it was a process for sure. But, you know, we've been together long enough where we there's no conflict.
So you enjoy it. You still, after 20 years, still enjoy playing, singing together.
Oh, love it.
It's therapeutic, Carl.
You bet.
It's great.
So it adds to the other sides of your life, then. It's important to have the music that the three of you can play and sing together, to have that outlet.
It is. And, you know, just seeing the faces of our audience that we engage and play with the music, and you see them light up, and especially when we do bus tours and they come in at the end of a long travel day, and when we start doing some of our antics and some of the songs that we do, the lighter side of things, it just lights them up, and I tell you, it just sets things off for us. We just really get into it.
Now, on the Christmas CD by the Hill City Slickers, there's the traditional songs. One of them we just heard a little bit of, We Three Kings. Also a couple of original tunes as well.
Yeah, there are three original tunes. And that was real enjoyable, too.
Well, yeah. We have one queued up, let's give a listen to this. It's about taking a sleigh ride through the Black Hills.
All right.
The sun is shining, it's cold outside. The Black Hills are white, gonna take a sleigh ride. Bundle up the children, get their snow boots tied. Pack a sack lunch, chicken fried. Hot apple cider in a thermos jug. Little grandbaby snug as a bug. Grandma and grandpa, give them a hug. Jump in the sleigh, give the reins a tug.
Music from the Hill City Slickers from their new Holiday Sea Christmas tracks. Who's responsible for that song?
Gary here, that's when I wrote.
Is that, I believe there's references to grandchildren there, and I think some of you are grandparents?
Yes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
And I'm not. Yeah. Ken.
Yeah. Ken is so much younger than
you
we
don't
are.
Don't have that experience yet.
You know, I have 7 grandchildren, Gary. And
I've got 2. Bruce. This Bruce.
Yeah. What does that add to your music, not only just the Christmas music, but just performing in general? Do you sometimes, now that you have grandchildren, kind of think of the younger audience maybe more than you did before?
Oh, most definitely. I think, you got those pictured in the background, those kids, you're singing to them, and, just kind of preserving a little bit of the work and the energies that we put into creating some of the music that we do.
And when we perform live, we engage the kids. We actually have a joke time that we have them come up and share jokes, and it's great fun.
Yeah, I say Ken has probably got one of the best jokes, as far as the young kids are going, but we won't repeat it.
We can't hear that joke.
That's true.
Now, I'd like to go back to the beginning of the group, as I understand it. You were singing together in a church choir, and someone said, "Hey, why don't you do something on the side?" Is that how you kind of came together as the Hill City Slickers?
Yeah, basically, this is Ken. We had Oriana's, a coffee shop in Hill City, 19 years ago, around Thanksgiving, and somebody said, "Well, why don't you guys play there?" So we, everything we knew, and a cowboy poet friend of ours, Donnelly Hewitt, and we, 50 minutes of a show, and then somebody came up after the show and said, "Well, would you guys do a concert at the Doll in January?" And we said, "Yes." So then we had a 2-hour concert. We had to learn 2 hours worth of music, along with Donnelly Hewitt doing some cowboy poetry.
Was that difficult?
That was our beginning.
Yeah, I'm wondering how difficult that was you're this new group, and all of a sudden you're doing this 2-hour concert, coming up with the repertoire. That must have been something of a challenge.
It was challenging, but it was inspirational just to see what we could put together. With the audience, and we had a theme, and it just fell into place. It was just so neat.
We had a campfire, we had a tree, we had a part of a canoe, and
we drag a lot
props
of
on stage.
Props around.
try to give that Black Hills Old West feel.
Oh, definitely the flair.
Ambiance.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I like that.
Now, ten years ago, you had the opportunity to sing and play with the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra. I imagine that's got to have been one of the highlights together as the Hill City Slickers.
Oh, definitely. That was, like you say, it was a highlight, and it still is. That's something we still frequently mention to our audiences, and we had some great arrangements made for the orchestra at that point in time, and the house is packed.
Yeah, we actually did pack the house, and they seemed to enjoy it.
They hooting and hollering?
We had them howling like coyotes.
We did. It was a great event.
Yeah, they were howling like coyotes, that's for sure.
Now, you have the CD release party coming up at Shoot Roosters tomorrow in Hill City, and then a little bit later this month you'll be at the Prairie Berry Winery. What will happen tomorrow at Shoot Roosters for the CD release party?
I don't know if we even know.
You don't know?
No, it's just going to be a fun time. Probably with the cold weather, it might just be a lot of Hill City folks and our friends and people that have supported us for the last 19 years. And
We'll tell some bad jokes as we typically do, and play some of the music from the off of the CD and
just gonna be a night
some
of fun.
Other music.
Yeah, a lot of it. We'll do a lot and mingle with the guests and like they say, just have a good time. We've got quite a variety of things we're going to do. It won't be strictly Christmas music. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be quite a variety of our show. We've got a comedy routine that we do throw in there and just lighten things up. And then we'll back away, step away, talk with the people and engage a little bit, and then go back in, throw a few more songs at them, and just have a good time. Who knows? You know, we've got a pretty good followership here in the Hills, and I think it's just going to come about more than just the Hill City people.
Hopefully.
And we'll celebrate.
We'll celebrate.
Finishing up our CD.